Today, we're hearing the names of Iraqi cities such as Najaf and Karbala, and to most American ears, they're just exotic names for contemporary battlefields. But to Shiite Muslims, the predominant group in Iran and in southern Iraq, these are names freighted with history. And so for some background, we turn now to Middle East historian Shaul Bakash of George Mason University. Professor Bakash, what, first of all, is the city of Karbala famous for?
The city of Karbala is famous for the site where one of the leaders of the Shiite community, the Imam Hussein, met his death and martyrdom in 680. The great split in Islam between the Shia and the Sunnis occurred over the succession to the Prophet Muhammad. And one group in the community believed that the succession belonged by right to members of the Prophet's household. In 680, Hussein, the Prophet's grandson, attempted to assert his claim to the caliphate. He was met outside the plains of Karbala, on the plain of sorrow and misfortune, as Shia martyrology has it, and he and his band of 70-odd followers were massacred by the caliph's troops.
It sounds more massacre than battle, but certainly a scene of martyrdom.
Indeed, and it's this martyrdom that is seared deeply into the psyche of Shiite Muslims. I would say it has the same resonance for Shiites as the image of Christ on the cross has for Christians.
Najaf, what happened at Najaf?
Najaf is important for two reasons. It is the burial place of Ali, the first of the Shia imams and a caliph in his own right. And also it's a great center of Shiite religious learning. Any man training for a clerical career, even if he does his early training elsewhere, would want to finish off at one of the great seminaries in Najaf.
And these have been pilgrimage cities throughout history.
They're very important pilgrimage cities because the tomb, the shrine of Ali is at Najaf and that of Hussein is at Karbala. And the inner sanctum of these shrines, that is the tomb itself, holds great emotive meaning for Shiites.
So we're really speaking here of the cradle of Shia Islam in this area.
Indeed. For the Shiites, after Mecca and Medina, these are the most important holy cities in Shiite Islam. And I would imagine that American and British troops would want to be very careful if they enter these cities not to do any damage or violence to them.
You have written a great deal about Iran as a historian of Iran. I wonder, when Iranians hear reports that there is war near Karbala or Najaf, do they sense that they have an interest in these places, that they're important to them?
Oh, indeed. It resonates very powerfully. At the end of the first Gulf War, during the Shiite uprising in the south, Saddam Hussein, in fact, attacked both cities and did considerable damage to the shrines and other holy places, caused a large number of deaths and subsequently many arrests and executions. He subsequently, I suppose, attempted to atone for this by rebuilding the shrines, but that clearly is something that Shiites will not forget.
Professor Bakash, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Shaul Bakash is a professor of Middle Eastern history at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.